for halachin chavis alvavis Tuesday night or the test teves tovshunayin hay. We're learning chayshemish bedinim. If there's a defect in an item, it has to be a significant defect. Obviously, we can't go into that now. But if there's a defect, then even after many years, if you realize it, after many years, it's still a mekachtos. There's no statute of limitations. There is a din that if you use it, even after you find out about the mum, then in general you can't claim a mekachtos anymore. We assume it's sovar v'kibel. That's not always the case. If you find out about a mum in your car in the middle of a highway, you know, you have to get out and walk. If you can limp with the car to the nearest gas station, that's not called using the car and suburb a key belt. That's called you don't feel like hiking 20 miles. So that's a diyun always. What's called you used it even after you found out about the mum. So the first, no matter how many years go by, you can claim mekachtos. If you used it after you find out about the mum, in general, suburb a key belt. But not always. It really depends on the circumstances. There's a din that's, again, sometimes it's very subtle. If you could have known about the mum, if you should have known about the mum, if it's the derech, let's say the derech, you buy a house, it's the derech to check it out with an engineer. You buy a car, it's the derech to take it to a mechanic. It's a normal thing to do. So if you choose not to do it, you generally cannot claim mekachtos. Exactly why is a shailan de'achronim. It's a mechila or some other svara. But again, if it's something that you could have known, should have known, would have known, had a chance to know, and you didn't pursue that, then you cannot claim mekachtos. These are very, very broad rules. Every case might be different, and you have to ask a shaila. Sometimes you have to have a din Torah about it. Okay, Chavis Alvavus, we're in Perek Yud of Shar HaYichud, and we're learning about descriptions of Hashem and the necessity of the Torah to use those descriptions, which are physical descriptions. He says, Balkain Shina b'makomos Rabban b'sefer Torah Shemo. We've had the constant. A lot of times it says Shem Hashem, Yishem Hashem v'orach, v'yimolei chodos or kavod es kol oretz. Ki lo noven mimenu bilti Shemo u'mitziuso. Again, the only thing we really know about Hashem is that He exists, and really, when it says exists, we have to, like we said, b'shem Aristotle, it just means that He doesn't not exist because His. The way He exists is so totally different than the way anything else exists that when we use the word exists, it's really wrong. Because as the Rambam puts it down, He's Mechuyev HaMetzius, and everything else is not Mechuyev HaMetzius. And Shemo means the manifestation of His drachim and His midos and the things that he makes happen. Ukvartsirfu Shem Kvodo Vala Shemaim Vala Oretz Vala Olam. We say Elokei Haruchos, Elokei Hashemaim, Elokei Oretz, Elokei Haruchos L'chol Basar. The reason we say that is because that's how He manifests Himself, through His Gevura in these things. We also find constant descriptions of Elokei Avoseichem, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So Chazal says something very interesting. He says that means that what we know of Hashem, and as we know about Hashem through His actions, so to speak, His actions, what we see He does or enables or makes happen, and we also know about Hashem the Kabbalah, the Mesorah, from our Avos, who Kabbalahs Avoseinu, Asher, and they knew Him in a way that we can't. So, and we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, it means we have a Mesorah, we have a Kabbalah, that is Hashem, and He exists, and He has certain methods that we serve Him by, and that's what it means when we talk about Elokei Avoseinu, he says. It's another way of knowing Hashem, that we have a b'mesora through our avos who did know him in a way that we can't. They were merkava l'shchina. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu knew him in a way that we can't. So the many descriptions of Hashem are in that vein. And he says, when it says, "My Moshe Rabbeinu kol samal of Yisrael," and it says the "Eyesh lachani aleichem," so then it says "Eyeh asher eyeh," which is from Hashem. Many hold. So it means, Chavilolos learns that means, not the way Rashi says there, but it means that he's only Havoya. That's all we can know about him. So he's Alakei Avraham, Alakei Yitzchak, Alakei Yaakov. You look in the Pesukim, we'll be reading it next week. So that we know that the Kabbalah a little about him, but otherwise it's Ayah Sher Ayah, meaning it's just Havoya. That's all we know about him, that he exists. And as you push it and you try to know more, but it's just Havoya. That's really all we can understand about him, except if you go to Drachim, which is Eshemili Olam, which is Zichri L'dor V'dor. That's already, so there's three ways we know Hashem. We know that he exists, and that he's one, okay, and we know Echad Amiti, as Chavilolos calls it, and we see the manifestations of his Pa'ulos, and we have the Kabbalah from Aravos, that he is this and he's that, and they did have a hasoga in Elokus that we can only aspire to, but we really can't get there. Okay.